Hi, I'm John, and I'm the Dungeon Master for Do or Dice. Allow me to give you a little bit of history as to what our players will be getting themselves into. The land had known a thin, fragile harmony, but it was there. After the Galen Empire stopped their war with the neighboring kingdoms, the land knew peace. But as they say, all good things must come to an end. The wizards broke the balance, and the cycle of bloodshed continued when they started using dragons in their archaic rituals. During torturous experiments, the wizards discovered they could augment their powers with draconic blood, and it became an addictive experience for them. It was not long before the dragons fought back against those that would seek mastery over them. The land again was plunged into darkness and bloodshed and a war between power-driven wizards and rage-fueled dragons. Within 5 years, the shattering occurred. The Emperor, a man with minimal mage abilities of his own, sought out to strengthen his and restart the conquest of the surrounding kingdoms while keeping the dragons under his control. The amount of draconic blood the Emperor consumed in a span of short days was staggering. His powers grew, but being as he was only a menial wizard, his body could not contain the excess of power. Wizards, looking for favor with the Emperor, came to his call for help. He was looking for rituals to increase his abilities, along with the draconic blood. He was aware of the limits his body could take, and thought there might be some magic or ritual unknown to him that could help him absorb larger quantities of the blood. Rumors were abundant that during this time the Empress, who was with child, had an ever-growing fear of her power-obsessed husband, and she took chase and left the palace under cover of night. No one is quite sure how it happened next, whether it was a massive intake of blood, unknown rituals, or a combination of the two. But within an instant, it was all gone in a blinding flash of light. The Emperor, the palace, the Empire. The land cracked and shattered, giving a name to the unnamed war now raging in the land. Shattering War. The horrific and staggering display of power shown by the Emperor, though it caused his and thousands of others death, did not quell the wizards seeking power. Not when cities fell and the land itself sank to the sea. Whole cities destroyed, and the capital, the center of the empire itself, which had stood for centuries, was gone. Fires raged at the epicenter, and throughout the land it shook and crumbled. What was once thousands of square miles of land from sea to sea was reduced to a series of islands. The Empire was not the only victim of the blood-crazed Emperor, as the neighboring kingdoms were affected as well through fires, earthquakes, and raging waters off the coasts, both old and new. While most wizards fought against the dragons in hopes of gaining power, there were some who assisted the dragons and fought against their mage brothers. The war had already been going on for a decade when Komar, an arch-wizard, left his tower in the south and finally stepped foot onto the battlefield. Not seen for many years, the augmented wizard saw his presence as a good omen, for this man, with the help of the blood, could bring the dragons to heel. He was here to help, but not them. During his years in solitude, Komar had uncovered a form of magic called binding, and with this cast the dragons from our plane into one of their own, where they could live away from the fear of the mages using them or their young, and saving the land itself from more beings like the late Emperor. Many of the dragons escaped, but there were those who were still not as fortunate. Months after the events of the Shattering, and the Empire ceasing to exist in an instant, a coalition formed within the major cities. With the Empress and the heir to the Empire presumed lost, though rumors were abound of their survival, the cities formed what became known as the Shattered Empire, and those in control known only as the Council. The Council consisted of 13 individuals, chosen through a vote, to help maintain what they could of the Empire, and included prominent members of society at the time. Generals, heads of guilds, and Komar, the only mage to be allowed on the Council. Even the most powerful spells, either by Archmage or Coven, are never forever, as they must all come to an end. Komar took steps to ensure as long a life on his workings as possible. The mage set his tower ablaze with all his research and documents of his spell work. He himself went on the offensive against the other mages by urging the Council to create a group to deal with the threats. The winged shield existed as a first responder when it came to dragons and the wizards who sought to use them. Established during the war, the group known as the Winged Shield is far from what they are today. Formed by the 13 under the urgings of Archmage Komar, the infiltrated organizations conducted espionage and aided in the detection, release, and binding of dragons. Now, those who have made their money through the dragon market are in positions of power. The shield is all but a title, with nothing left of their former mission, unless the rumors are true. Though the Winged Shield were diligent in their mission, there are still some dragons which eluded them. For the last two centuries, those once proud and powerful beasts became a mere shadow of their former selves. The wizards, desperate for more blood, now that an entire species became extinct, reduced to inbreeding what dragons they had, and over time they became weak and wingless. The drakes, as they became known, were far from their ancestors with wingless bodies and weak draconic blood. The blood that the wizards now desired beyond all else became diminished. Though it could still augment a wizard's ability, it was not as potent as the blood of a true dragon. While still being addictive, a market of dragon's blood arose in the underbelly of civilization, and those of the purest stock rose up through the ranks of nobility. Not all threats are on this side of the plane. Left to their own devices, some of the dragons have tried to find a way back to our plane themselves. Many of these dragons have conquered their own brethren. They seek to return and wipe out all magic users and those who stand in their way. Some of the more powerful have found ways to let their energy flow from their plane into ours. They influence individuals and promise strength once they're released. These cults view true dragons as gods of a bygone era, will stop at nothing to bring them back. Over the next few weeks, you're going to be hearing a couple of solo episodes. These are one-on-one sessions between me and the players. We're doing it as a way to help shine some light on their backstories, to help show who they are without cramming too much into the first few episodes, especially with all the other players there. There will be six in total, each from the perspective of a different PC as they're traveling from where they were to the small city of East Runewood, where our story takes place. One thing we do want you all to know is that we are using Fantasy Grounds as a method to run the games, with many of us over long distances, some in the US and some in the UK. For us, it is by far the best way we have to run these sessions and join together for this story. Thank you for listening to Do or Dice. We hope you enjoy.